This is a podcast from policyreview.tv.
Yeah, one of the phrases that's been used regularly is no decision about me without me, so I've said it. And that's one of the fundamental issues that PPC is based on. When we first designed PPC, which is called Preferred Place of Care, the three principles were people were asked, their wishes and preferences were recorded, and it was available to others when you weren't there. And it was very much a patient-held process, but it was introduced and developed and implemented by health and social care professionals. And one of the problems that we found is that because we as members of the public find it difficult to have conversations and discussions about our wishes about end-of-life care, sometimes we use that as a barrier not to engage patients in those conversations. Tracy Reed, who's a community nurse in West Essex, relates a story about two patients in her caseloads, both of whom who had similar diagnosis and prognosis, one of whom she felt it was easy to have a conversation with about end-of-life care, and therefore she initiated PPC and had the conversations and started the process. The other lady she found more difficult to relate to, so she didn't start the conversation about PPC, so this lady didn't have a PPC in place. What Tracy didn't realise was that these two ladies were friends and had coffee together. And one of them was at the other's house and pointed out that there was a PPC in place. And she said, what's that? I haven't been offered one of these. So next time Tracy went round to the house, she was confronted by this quite angry lady who was saying, why haven't you offered me a PPC? So, you know, part of the issue around the difficult conversation is the baggage that we carry and the fact that we don't always follow up cues. How often in our health and social care careers have we come across conversations where a patient has said, oh, nurse, I'm not going to be here next week? And the answer is, oh, don't be silly, of course you will. And that's where a cue has been given but has not been followed up. The door's been slammed in the face. Mention was made this morning about Claire Rayner dying and about her son being a champion for Dying Matters. I think we've got another much more high-profile potential champion for Dying Matters, Jack Duckworth. Those of you who watch Coronation Street will follow the storyline. He's been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's adenoma. He's only got a couple of months to live. He's made it clear that he wants to die in the terraced house on Coronation Street that he sold to Tyrone and Molly, and that he doesn't want to go into hospice. He's had that conversation with the Macmillan nurses. So here is a clear opportunity. And you know when you watch sport and you're shouting at the telly? When I'm watching Coronation Street, I'm shouting at the telly, Jack, fill in a PPC, because there's a better chance that your wishes will be met. Because the fact that somebody has expressed those wishes but hasn't necessarily written it down means that there's a less chance that it will happen. So engaging the public in discussions around end-of-life care has been a challenge. Again, as Eve mentioned, evidence from public opinion polls suggests that the majority of the general public have not discussed their end-of-life care preferences and priorities with their families or carers. So one of the things that we wanted to do with the pilot that we ran in Essex, Merseyside in Cheshire and Lancashire in South Cumbria was to test the impact of leaflets and posters on the uptake of preferred priorities for care. And also the intention was to determine whether the poster and leaflet were fit for purpose. The three test sites were West Essex, in hospice, oncology centre, community hospice and a medical ward. Immersion Cheshire was with the community team in Warrington across a number of healthcare centres. And in Lancashire and South Cumbria, in outpatients in Westmorland General Hospital and a GP surgery in North Lancashire. It was run by the national team, which is myself, Eleanor, Adrienne and Julie. And what we did was we designed a leaflet and poster which were placed in a range of settings, not just in healthcare centres, but in leisure centres, libraries, in those three areas. And we wanted to You know, how often do you go into a GP practice and you read leaflets and posters which say, you know, flu, have your flu vaccination, have safe sex while on holiday, etc., etc. But there's nothing there which talks about death and dying. And why not? Because a lot of people may not be dying themselves, but they know other people who are. So we designed the poster and leaflet which went into the pilot sites. And the key text was, have you thought about what is important to you at the end of life? Now, on the video that Eve showed this morning, it talked about the funeral arrangements and a lot of those issues that people have about the sort of music they want at the funeral and who they want at the funeral and how they want the funeral conducted. But very few people record the bits about the end-of-life care, the bit before they die. And we wanted to get people thinking about that, about not just about the place of care, but the type of care they wanted. And from our experience with PPC, we find out it's a lot of the more psychosocial issues that are important to people, not just the issues about resuscitation, what sort of treatments they want, what sort of treatments they don't want, but a lot about the softer side. I was at a conference a few weeks ago, and one of my colleagues was saying she doesn't want her hair parted in the middle when she's in the care home. I just wish I had that choice. But it's about the softer side, not just the medical issues. And so what we did was we put the posters and the leaflets. So the leaflet gives a little bit of guidance about PPC. And we also set up a website, ppcdocument.com, specifically for the pilot. But now that has been moved into the end of life care website. So people can download this leaflet, which we're currently working on because it might need reviewing from the work that we're doing on the guidance of advanced care planning. So to raise awareness amongst the general public. So people were asking for a PPC rather than health and social care professionals deciding who was the best person to have one. We did a press release, which we sent out to each of the media in that locality. But unfortunately, it wasn't the sort of issues that the press wanted to deal with. In some of the buildings, there were restrictions on how the staff could display posters. So again, that was an issue. Some of the potential test sites raised concerns about displaying the posters and leaflets and suggested that professionals use their clinical judgment. So again, it's about health and social care professionals being a bit patronising, paternalistic about who they initiated the conversations about end-of-life care with. One test site we selected was felt to have inappropriate demographics, in that it was a quite affluent area, middle-class, white-collar workers, who a lot of them didn't engage with the local services, so therefore we found that site wasn't the best that we could have used. The outcomes, the number of leaflets taken and hits to the website suggested that awareness of PPC was raised amongst professionals and the public. So we intended to raise it among the public, but also raised awareness among professionals. In the test sites, the number of leaflets taken were 287 and 15 PPCs were requested. Now, that doesn't seem a lot. But in those localities, it was a significant increase on what had been done before. We had mixed responses from professionals involved about the leaflet and posters. So the feedback from the participants, feedback from the staff has been very positive, specifically in relation to raising awareness and promoting conversations. So patients and families were looking at the poster and the leaflet and going to the health and social care professionals and having conversations about the what-ifs, about the future. We welcome the document and will continue to use the posters and leaflets in our areas. So although the pilot has finished, they wanted to continue using them. The feedback from the community hospital has been extremely positive, and an increase in the implementation of PPC has been noted. Both relatives and patients on the ward have requested that they have a PPC completed. The consultant nurse was extremely positive about the posters and the interest in discussion that these had been raised from these. So not only were we finding that some of the patients who were in end-of-life stage were filling in PPC, but their families were also filling in because they saw it as a potential benefit for the future. And to a certain extent, the three speakers that we've had on this morning, the last two speakers, I think we've been the wrong way around. Because for me, PPC comes in very early on in the process, then into gold standards framework, and then onto Liverpool Care Pathway. And when somebody has a PPC in place, it's taken into account at the other stages of the pathway. So if you look at the six steps on the pathway, for me, PPC is step one, where people are identified and a discussion is initiated. We had nurses from across all care settings have been asking for some time for a leaflet to explain the purpose of PPC, and it's been suggested that the leaflet would be more effective were it used proactively and handed out with other information rather than being left on a rack. So what they were suggesting was that sometime at the initial diagnosis, a PPC guidance leaflet was given as part of an information pack. Staff in the district nursing team felt that the leaflets were clear and well written. They hoped that these would be available in the future to give out when discussing end-of-life care. So some of the issues that we've identified following the pilot is to have a much closer liaison with the Dying Matters Coalition to identify the potential for marketing the leaflet and the poster to their members, and to amend the document following the consultation and develop a communication strategy to make them available on a website and promote the use across the country. For example, one simple thing, we talk here about an advanced care plan. That is the wrong terminology. PPC is actually a statement of preferences and wishes, which is part of the advanced care planning process. So minor things like that are what we need to take into account when we move forward. Thank you for listening. Thank you.